Sano mani, kinga wao, esita faka kima kurindi ndi chingira mbalen.
Sano mani, jeme owe injo, nangarume wanye nakana karuken. Sano mani.
I'm very happy to be a farmer here in America. I came all the way from Africa, Gambia, to get here to be a farmer. This is what we know. Grow what you eat. Eat what you grow.
Dikanon kawonor kunine kubembe bunine baleto seno manyi lati ombala seno manyi kinga wo inyo how are you
good how are you
good
I really appreciate with you guys you know it's like okay let's do an experiment and we can see.
Yeah.
You know, I always say that actually the best research is done in farmers' fields because that's where that's the reality and where it's most relevant.
Look, that one, the one I just last.
That
you
one
see
is
that one?
So beautiful.
Beautiful, uh-huh.
Me, we have the, a little bit the two objectives. The one is to, you know, improve the practices on their farm so it becomes very directly beneficial to them, but then also to create a new manual or guidelines on how rice also can be planted in the Northeast.
We hear that people have off day, people have like a relaxing day, but me and Mustafa and Malik, we don't have that days. Bend down, take this, you turn the soil to the farm. That's our parents teach us how to live. That's why we never forget this.
For American farmers, it's a novelty. You know? They were like, oh, now let me try to grow a crop I don't know. You know, for the immigrants, it's like, let me try the crop I know in a different environment. And so when you combine these principles, you will be able to, out of one grain of a crop, you could create a big harvest with less water, with less seed, sometimes up to 90% less seed, 30 to 50% less irrigation water. They can produce more with less.